Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Great, right? Fantastic day. No. I will warn you, I lost control of my class this morning, so I am not going to say what's going to happen today, because I definitely lost control. if you notice the title of my message this morning, it's not spelled wrong, although it has a double meaning there. Giving thanks or being cranks. How many remember in 2004 they came out with the movie Christmas with the Cranks? And that's how they spelled it, cranks, you know. And I was thinking about that movie this week because their daughter wasn't going to be able to spend Christmas with them. I know this is Thanksgiving, I'll get there. Their daughter wasn't supposed to be able to spend Christmas with them. And so they had nothing to be thankful for, so they were canceling Christmas as they normally did it, and they were going to go on a cruise. And the whole movie's on how their lives were impacted by that decision not to be thankful that for all the things they did have and all of the friends and the thing, but all the one thing that they didn't have was their daughter coming home for Christmas. And in the end, you know, if you saw the movie, the daughter comes home for Christmas, and now all of a sudden they got to scramble because they weren't thankful for what they had. They hadn't decorated. They hadn't done anything. And so as we look at that scenario, I want you to understand is the cranks had a problem. They were cranky, spelled with a C. They weren't happy with life as the way it is. And so, you know, we as Christians today fall in the same category. This morning we're going to talk about something that impacts every one of us. I said in the class this morning we were going to talk about sin that we all have, and Dave, I will not go there if you do that again. but sin, you know, we had a lot of fun this morning, but one of the sins that God really doesn't like, he doesn't like any sin, but one of the sins that we don't accept as being a sin is the sin of complaining. In God's word, it's called murmuring. Oh, no, that's not complaining. Murmuring and complaining are different. Well, no, go look at God's word and you'll see. And we all fall into it. We all complain. I fall into it, okay? I complain. The weather doesn't suit me today, you know? If we had an inch of snow this morning, I guess there'd be more than just me saying, oh, I hate snow in the winter. I hate this cold temperature. I wish it was warm. Anybody agree with me on that? And so we have to understand that the scripture addresses that, but it's something that we kind of leave alone, okay? But we all do it at times, and we all fall into it. And so our lives turn into more about living in the complaints than living in the blessings. And we sang that song, Count Your Many Blessings. Just think, if you threw a penny in a jar every time you had a blessing, you know, if you really were serious, pretty soon you wouldn't be able to carry that jar, you know, because we have so many blessings, but we don't often dwell on the blessings. We dwell on the complaints. Helen Hayes, an actress, she didn't do much cooking. She was an actress. And one Thanksgiving, she decided she's going to cook for her family Thanksgiving dinner. She'd never done it before. Okay? And she said to her husband and her son, she said, I'm going to cook Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm going to bring it out on the table. And if it's really bad, I don't want to hear anything about it. We'll just get up from the table, and we'll go to a restaurant. Okay, so she gets everything ready. She has the turkey. The turkey looks beautiful. She comes into the room, and there's her husband and son sitting at the table with their coats on. Now, think about that. Think about that. Isn't that how we live life? Isn't that how we often, you know, we're already thinking of the negative side and negative aspect, and we're going to complain. And when you think about it, the sin of complaining is the opposite of thanksgiving. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. This morning, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20. I'm reading out of the New American Standard Version. NIV is probably what's up here, or could be something else, I don't know. But follow along. As my class is learning, there's different words for different things, and all the versions can add up together to make a really good understanding of God's Word. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, make melody with your heart, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Always giving thanks in all things. Now, when we look at that aspect of giving thanks, and we look at that, how many times have you read a passage of Scripture that had about giving thanks in it? God wants us to thank Him. God desires to hear our thanks. You know, and we get caught up as the world, and we forget that we are blessed by God. And we're not thankful, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but all year long. And so we get focused on the negative side of life and the complaining. And God wants us truly to focus on the Thanksgiving. On a highway in Yankton, South Dakota, and I've never been to Yankton, South Dakota, but as you enter the town, it says Yankton, South Dakota, home of 30,000 friendly people and a few that aren't so friendly. You know, you always have a few, but when you look at it today, there's more than a few. Kids, have you ever complained about your teacher, the amount of homework you have? Have you ever complained that mom and dad didn't allow you to do this or didn't want you to do that or you weren't, you know? Dads, have you ever complained, hey, I worked hard all week and I'm tired and I want to take a rest and I don't want to do that today. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to. Moms, have you said, you know, let's go out to eat tonight because I'm tired and I don't want to cook tonight? Those are all complaints, aren't they? They're complaints that we don't take as an aspect of our life, that we don't realize that those things are the common everyday things that we talk about. How many have ever said, I hate paying taxes? How many said, I love paying taxes? I want to pay more. Those of you that elected Tom Wolf. Sorry, I digress. You know, when you look at the aspect of paying taxes, does not the Scripture say that we're to pay our taxes and give the government what's due and give God what's His due? You know, doesn't the Scripture say God loves a cheerful giver? Huh? I mean, you know, how many of you, if I said this morning's offering, we're going to come up and we're going to put the plate here and everybody's going to come up and just give cheerfully and laugh and sing, and you'd think I was nuts. But isn't that what God's Word says? Be a cheerful giver. He wants us to understand that complaining is the very nature. You know, who was the very first complaint? Who had the very first complaint? Anybody know? And but Adam, why would you say Adam? He had nothing to complain about. Oh, this woman that you gave me, you don't know God. She did, oh my. First complaint that we see is Adam when he's talking to God and saying, well, I only did this because my wife told me to. And you gave her to me, God. And you're the one, right? The first complaint we see is Adam. It's part of human nature. What we have to learn is that we have to transfer our thought process from being complaining to being thankful. And that is not easy. I'm speaking from experience here, okay? I'm talking about something that it's become the great American pastime, and we would rather complain than do anything else. And that's how we live our life. You ever complain about your boss? No. Two or three people get together, you know, a couple couple couples get together and go to dinner, what's the first thing they start talking about? Complaining about somebody else that they both know? Ever happened in your life? No. See, it's become commonplace for us to complain. But think about it. What do you have to be thankful for? Hasn't God truly blessed us? He gave us His Son that we might have life. And so I want you to understand, we're talking this morning about ingratitude to God. Ingratitude to God. Complaining. You've never complained about what God does, right? Huh? Do we like how God does everything? Sometimes we don't like what God does. And sometimes we complain about that. Oh, wait a minute. I never complained about God. I've never complained about God and what God does for me. Do you ever complain about the weather? Who's in control of the weather? Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that guy on Channel 4 that brings it up and says, here's it. Yeah. Huh? Weatherman's the only job in the world that can be 50% right and 50% wrong, and they still don't get fired. Right? Have you ever complained about the weather? God, I wanted to go camping this weekend, and it's going to rain all weekend. Why did you do that? Why are you? See, it's become so much part of our life that it becomes accepted, doesn't it? And we don't realize that it's not a thing that we shouldn't. Christians who complain about their circumstances would do well to ponder this sobering verse. Turn to Numbers 11:1. Numbers 11:1. And when the people complained, what were they complaining about in Numbers? Well, God was feeding them every day. Isn't that great? God was feeding them every day, giving them enough food. They're wandering around the wilderness, and they're in a desert, and they're out there, and every day they have enough food, and God's feeding them every day. And what were they complaining? People complained against God. It displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And what's it say there? His anger was kindled. God does not like our complaining. Now, why? Number one is complaining denies God's sovereignty. Okay? Because what we're doing is we're saying we know better than God. When we complain about something involving our life, we know better than God. And it's a surface symptom of something that can be often very much deeper. That we're dissatisfied with God. Now, what do you mean I'm dissatisfied with God? I'm happy. I'm a Christian. I believe. Don't we get dissatisfied with God? Because God's not doing something that we think He should do. When we pray for somebody and say, God, would you heal this person? And it doesn't do it, we get mad. We get upset. We complain. I've been praying for years and God would do this. And He that's how we let it start to affect our life. That instead of giving thanks, we complain and we say, well, I don't like this, God. I'm not happy with the way things are going. Every complaint against our circumstance, every grumble about the weather, about the way people treat us, about the daily trials of life is directed at God. Because we're not happy with our life. So we're not happy the way God has made us. We're not happy with what God has given us. We're not happy with how God has treated us. And so that's what we're seeing here is as we are complaining people, we're basically, it's like we have God on trial and we're putting Him up there and saying, well, why did you do this, God? I didn't like that. God didn't ask if you liked it. God said, this is best for my will and thank me for it. We see things that are different all the time. And as we as Christians get caught up with so many things, there's so many things that God has in store that we don't understand. that we don't know, that we don't realize. But when we look at it from our aspect, and we look at it from us, we'll complain about it. I remember 20 years ago when our daughter said she was pregnant. Now, she wasn't married. She was a senior in school. And we were leaders in the church, you know, and it was very difficult. But think about it. Did God know what he was doing when he gave us Austin? Austin has blessed people that I can't even think about blessing. Austin has accomplished things that I can't even think about accomplishing. You know? God's plan was better than my plan. My plan would have been, hey, I'm an outstanding Christian and people are going to judge me by my daughter's sin. Right? Isn't that what we think about? Isn't that how we think about things? But God has blessed us tremendously, and I'm telling you, I know God has a plan for Austin that totally will impact far more people than I ever could. He's been working with a little boy that doesn't relate to anybody, but he relates to him. I bet I couldn't do that. But 20 years ago, I wasn't looking at it and saying, God, I thank you that you're blessing me with a grandson. Well, I did. But I didn't thank God for the way it was happening. That's what happens in life, is we focus on ourselves and what we want and what we do, and we forget that it's all in God's plan and what he desires for us. So we remove the sovereignty of God because we're saying we know better than God. God knows what we need. Are you truly content with what the Lord determines for you? Think about it. Are you truly content with what God has determined for you right now in your life? Maybe, maybe not. Okay? Maybe, maybe not. Because, see, we may be in the midst of a trial right now, and we may not be content in that midst of that trial. You know, we might be murmuring. Now, we would never murmur, right? In the midst of a trial. Why me, God? God, you know, I faithfully give to you. I go to church every week. I do this. I do that. Why are you doing this to me? It's God's will. Who are we to question God's will? We should thank God that he's there. Even when we're in the midst of the trial, he's there, isn't he? You know, my favorite thing, and I it's always been, is the footsteps in the sand. You know, when I'm in the midst of the worst trouble, there's only one set of footsteps because God's picked me up and he's carrying me. I don't realize it. At that point, I probably don't even care at times. But he is. He's carrying me. And we don't realize that. So our complaining actually takes away from God's word. Anybody know what Romans 8:28 says? Some of you have this off by heart, right? Joe knows this one because I seen the smile on his face. What is Romans 8:28? Huh? All. Wait, I better look at mine. Because I don't know if I agree with yours. Mine says the same thing. All things work together for good. If a Christian really believes that, why do we complain about something not working to our good? Why do we complain about it? We don't like it. Because, see, what happens is we're caught up in our own aspect of what we want. We're doing that. When you look at the scripture, there are so many scriptures that talk about thanking God in the midst of trials, thanking God when things aren't going right, thanking God because he's God. And so we get caught up in life of complaining. I'll be honest with you. I complain probably more than most of you about stupid things. You know, stupid things. You know, when the guy pulls out in front of you, you know, and slam, and you have to slam on your brakes, and you're like, all right, why did that idiot pull out in front of me so I had to slam on my brakes? He wasn't considered. Maybe God knew that I needed to slow down because he had something for me to see, like a big buck. I don't know. But see, when things like that happen, what do we immediately do? We look at the negative side of things and saying, I don't ever say, boy, am I glad that person pulled out in front of me because maybe God just saved me from being in a serious accident. That's not my first thought. And you that are laughing, it's not yours either. Right? That's not our first thought. Our first thought is the negative side of things. Why? All right? So that's number one. Complaining removes the sovereignty of God. Number two is complaining disrupts Christian unity. Complaining disrupts Christian unity. How many of you have dogs? Okay. How many of you have neighbors that have dogs? How many of you have heard one dog bark and then all of a sudden there's a chorus of dogs barking? Huh? Why is that? They're joining in, right? Now, think about that. Have you ever gone out? Anybody ever here hunted frogs? My dad used to love frog legs, you know? And so we used to go out and hunt frogs. Do you ever listen at night to frogs? What do they start doing? They start croaking and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, isn't it? I think they try to figure out who can croak the loudest. You know? Well, see, people are just like that, aren't they? We feed off of one another. And so complaining, what it does is it helps us to feed off of what? The negative aspect. Back in Numbers, again, we find the scripture. It says the people were complaining, and they said, we can't do what God has told us to do. It's too hard. The people are too big, and they're going to just destroy us. Remember when Joshua sent the spies? When the spies went in and they come back and they said, oh, this is a land of giants. We better go another direction. Right? And what the people say? Well, that guy said it's a land of giants. We've got to go this way. And another one said, yeah, and that guy over here, he said those guys are so big that they're going to just destroy us. And they all got caught up in the same thing. And they were all looking at the same thing. And they said, and did anybody remember to say, yeah, but God told us that's ours. You know? Yeah. What do you think if he'd have got caught up and said, oh, yeah, well, I guess we can't go there because we can't. No, see, somebody has to stand up and say, what's right? Hey, God is doing this. We need to be thankful that God is doing that. Complaining is contagious. If you know, a lot of people complain because they think they have a lot of problems. Do you have a lot of problems? How many here have a lot of problems? Huh? How many here think there's somebody out there that has it worse than they do? You know, but because we get focused on all these problems and not thanking God, what happens is we're focused on the problems. Now, I want to ask you a question. And my wife says this to me all the time. So, you know, she's going to be back there and she's going to smile and she's going to say, hey, you know, are you listening to your own words? Because she says this to me all the time. Complaining doesn't change anything. Yeah, it does. Huh? Anybody here ever say that? Complaining doesn't change anything? Anybody here said that and they still complain about certain things? Oh. We don't listen to what our own thoughts are saying at times, huh? See, And we don't really take that as being a sin, do we? And yet we saw that here, that in Numbers that we read, God said that his anger was kindled against those that were complaining about him feeding them every day. Well, I had that yesterday. I don't want to have it today. You know, do you ever complain because you had to eat the same thing 2 days in a row? Have you ever thought that there's somebody out there that would love to have that 2 days in a row? You know, I appreciate those in our service here who have served as missionaries because they understand more than we do what it is to be really, truly in need. They've seen it. They've been there. They've had it as part of their life. And we here in America, we don't know what need is. We really don't know what need is. You know? See, we've taken need to be want. I want this. I want that. But need, you know, God said, I'll give you all you need. And guess what? Oh, wait, we're going to complain about that because, God, why do you say that's all I need? I think I need more than that. No, you want more than that. But I'll give you what you need. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the everything you need. So it disrupts unity because people get, it just kind of spreads. Third thing, complaining discredits our Christian testimony. And this is where we have to realize is that we don't even think about that when we complain. I don't. And if you're really truthful, probably most of you don't. If you complain about, I'm just not happy with this. Because what are people looking at? Anything to discredit God. Now, I love God, but I'm going to complain about my life. Obviously, your God isn't doing too good for you today, right? See, that's what other people look at. Is we are to do all things without murmurings and disputings, and we are to be thankful to God in everything. We are to know that God works out all things for our good. All things work together for whose good? Ours, besides God's. God's already working out. Everything God does is good. But all things work together in our lives for our good. Wow. What a revelation. You mean I'm sick and it's for my good? Somebody's going to be impacted somewhere for God. And that's what you got to realize. A Christian who is always grumbling, complaining is harmful to the cause of Christ in the name of Christianity. Got a little story here. This is great. A youngster surprised her mother with a very beautiful and unexpected gift that she had purchased with her allowance. Did you ever surprise your mom with something that you bought with your allowance? Isn't that unique? I bought this. I saved this money out of my allowance. She said to her, she said, Mom, this is for you because you work so hard around here and nobody seems to appreciate it. Okay. Her mother attempted to be modest by saying, well, your father works hard too. And her daughter says, yeah, but he doesn't complain about it, Mom. She bought her the gift because her mom voiced the fact that she was not appreciated. That she worked hard and wasn't appreciated. Think about that. You know, we, in the midst of trials, midst of temptations, in the midst of problems, in the midst of life, we get so focused on the negative complaining side and we don't give thanks. What do other people see about our Christian walk with God? Why would they want it? Why would they want it? Because we are supposed to be the ones that are most thankful. Paul and Silas, when they were in jail, What if they'd have been sitting there griping about being mistreated in jail? What do you think would happen? Probably be bones by now. They'd still be there. What were they doing in jail? They were praising and thanking God for the many blessings. He has given us so much that we have to understand. And so Paul and Silas were there praising God, thanking Him for the many blessings in the midst of jail. And what happened? Oh, wait. There was a jailer that was saved. Would that jailer have been saved if they had been sitting there murmuring, complaining about why is God letting this happen to us? Oh, woe is me. I do everything for God and I'm having all this problem. No. That jailer was saved because of their faith in God. And they weren't murmuring, they weren't complaining. A lot of times when we grumble, we don't have a reason for doing so. It's just because we do. Because it's nature, because we want to. Most of the people are like, have you ever bought something and they said it was going to do this and it didn't do that? Huh? Well, you know, there was a man that went out and bought a chainsaw. Okay? He bought the chainsaw. And the guy that sold him the chainsaw was named John. I wish John was here. He sold me my saw for ceramic tile. But anyhow, he bought a chainsaw, and the guy that sold it to him said, "You will be able to cut 4 to 6 trees per hour with this saw." Okay? He came back the next day, gave the guy the chainsaw, and he said, "I worked all day yesterday and just barely got one tree cut." And the guy, he said, "This saw isn't what you told me it would be." So the salesman got down, and he pushed a little lever button, turned it on, and the guy says, "What's that noise?" Think about it. Sometimes we grumble about things because we don't understand. And we don't care to understand. And we don't want to understand. We just know it's not what we want. And so God lets us understand that sometimes He knows better than us. Oh no, all times He knows better than us. A.W. Tozier said, "Among those sins that most exquisitely fitted to injure the soul and destroy the testimony, few can equal the sin of complaining. Complainers are missionaries of misery. Complaining always hurts those around us. And it takes no special skill, no special talent, or no special IQ." I like Tozier for this, because then they finished with, "Any idiot can do it." The Bible is very clear that we're to be thankful in all things. And so we have to understand. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known." We pray with thanksgiving. We pray with thanksgiving. Psalms 26:7, "That I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving all your wonders." All your wonders. Are you amazed? I told you that, you know, since I am retired now and I'm spending a lot more time in the woods, my allergies are killing me. But yesterday I told my wife, I had this squirrel. It was the most annoying thing. Because the squirrel knew I was there. Okay? But me, I'm not moving. So the squirrel climbs this tree and it's barking at me. Yeah, squirrels bark. And it's barking at me. Now, believe it or not, I was there hunting deer. And I wanted it to be a little quieter than that squirrel barking at me. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, really? Do I need this squirrel? You know. But have you ever sat there and said, wow, look how this squirrel's communicating fear, anxiety. That thing kept going around the tree, and it would just look at me and bark at me. For 10 minutes, it did that. At first, I was annoyed, but then I just sat there and with amazement. I think it was my message was reminding me that, why are you annoyed that God let a squirrel come here and cheer you up? You didn't see any deer yet. See, you might as well see a squirrel playing, right? And that squirrel came down and continued to play around there and that, and I sat there and I just watched it. And I really didn't care if it was making noise anymore, because you know what? It's a wonder of God, isn't it? It's a wonder of God. You know, and you're sitting there. I don't know. But it's all on how we look at things. The Bible is very clear that we need to be full of thanks. That we need to thank God for everything in all circumstances, all the things, because they all are going to work for good for us. Two boys were eating some grapes. One said, aren't they sweet? Yeah, but they're full of seeds. Is your glass half empty or half full? Is there a difference? It's how you look at it, isn't it? You know? How many of you women here love roses? Huh? You like to get roses? Yeah. What about all the thorns in them that stick in you and cause blood? I hate thorns. Right? You can look at both things, huh? The rose itself is beautiful, but the thorns can cause damage. There's two sides to every story. God says the side to my story is that I will bless you when you give thanks. Thanksgiving is all about being thankful. You know, I've seen so many times and so many stories of people sitting around a Thanksgiving table and somebody says, everybody say something you're thankful for this year, and half the people can't think of anything. What are you thankful for this year? How has God blessed you? How full is your penny jar? You know? If you put a penny in for every blessing that God brings along in your life, do you think the jar would be empty in a month from now? If you took a penny out for every time you complained about what God does in your life. We don't have enough pennies. God wants us to be thankful. Romans 14:6 says, he who observes the day observes it for the Lord. He who eats does so for the Lord. He who gives thanks to God, he who eats not for the Lord, he does not eat, and he gives thanks for that. Not one of us lives for himself. Not one of us dies for ourself. God is worthy of every day us giving thanks for what he has done for us. God has blessed us so much, and he will continue to bless us. That's his promise. That's his word. But we have to get focused on the good things that God does in our lives.